Drasha for Parshas Ha'azinu, Tavshin Samach Tes. We are in the 4 days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, and about these 4 days, it's said that until the first day of Sukkot, when we take our lulav, that is Rishon L'cheshvon Avonos. It's called L'kachtem L'chem B'yom HaRishon. Should take the lulav b'yom harishon. Chazal say it's not the first day; it's the 15th day of the month, but it's called the first day because the first day lecheshbon avonos, and that is usually translated, God does not start tallying up our sins till the first day of Sukkot, which seems strange that it sounds like there's 4 free days in the year when God doesn't count sins, which is obviously not true. The Yaris Devash says that we say that on Yom Kippur, the Satan does not have control, because HaSatan is 364, and the 365th day of the year, which is Yom Kippur, the Satan doesn't have control. But the truth is, the word Satan is only 359. That means that the Satan only has control 359 days, and there's another 5 days aside from Yom Kippur that the Satan's control is minimized, because it's only the hay in HaSatan that gives him control, not the essence of the Satan himself. And those 5 days are the 4 days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, and the portion of the 5th day, the first day of Sukkot, till the night, until the morning when we take the lulav. And because the Satan's influence is diminished during these 4 days, so therefore the influence of Yom Kippur still has a power to atone for our sins during these 4 days, and therefore the cheshbon, the tally of the sins, doesn't start till the first day. The Shaloh HaKadosh says that there's no time to sin. People are so busy with Sukkah and Lulav and preparing for Yontif, they have no time to sin. And adding to that, since during these 4 days the influence of the Satan and his power is less, so coupled with all the busyness, people don't usually have time to do too many sins. And I like to add, it doesn't say Rishon La'avonos, the beginning of sins, but Rishon L'cheshbon Avonos. A person does sin sometimes without a cheshbon, because he's not careful. But to do sins with a cheshbon, specifically, premeditated, with great thought, that there's no time, and the Satan doesn't have that kind of power during these 4 days, that at least from after Yom Kippur till the first day of Sukkot, a person doesn't have the ability to start with a cheshbon avonos. That only starts on the first day of Sukkot. Others say that on Sukkot we do tshuva me'ava, and tshuva me'ava turns all our aveiros into mitzvahs, and therefore the cheshbon of aveiros really starts on the first day of Sukkot and on. I think this year I want to say a completely different idea, what this means, Rishon L'cheshbon Avonos, not that it's a free-for-all, that whatever sins you do during this time are not counted, obviously, but if we look at the Medrash, we can get an idea of what really it means. The Medrash says like this, Yalkut Shimoni, Boyin Yisrael B'Rosh Hashanah V'Osin Tshuva. Klal Yisrael come on Rosh Hashanah and they do tshuva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matir Lohem Shlish Shel Avonoseihem. And God forgives a third of their sins. Boyin Aseres Yitmei Tshuva Misanin HaKsherim. During Aseres Yitmei Tshuva, the extra special fit Jews fast. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matir Lohem Rov Avonoseihem. And God forgives most of their sins. Kivin Shavo Yom HaKippurim V'Chod Yisrael Misanim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shaleach L'chol Avonoseihem. Once Yom Kippur comes and all the Jews fast, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forgives all the sins. Miyom HaKippurim Ad Achad Kol Yisrael Asukim B'mitzvahs Ze Osek B'sukasa Leze Osek B'lulavo. And during the days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, everybody's busy with their individual mitzvahs. This one's busy with his sukkah, this one's busy with his lulav. Uviyantiv harishin shalchad, him notlim luvaveyem, vesrogeyem, biyadeyem, umekalsim lakadish baruchu, omer lohem, kvar mochalti lohem, amasha ovar, mikan ve'ele, chishvu avonoseichem, vifneichem. And the first day of Sukkot they come, and with their lulav and esrog in their hand, and they praise Hashem, and Hashem says, look, I already forgave you for what in the past. From now on, make the cheshbon of your sins before you. And that's why it says, Bayom harishon, rishon lecheshbon avonos, miyom harishon shalmoed ve'elech. That's the Medrash. Now, obviously in the Medrash, we're not talking about individuals, because whoever repents on Rosh Hashanah, all of his sins should be forgiven, and the people who didn't repent, their sins shouldn't be forgiven. What does it mean that God forgives a third of the sins, and then most of the sins, and then all of the sins? Well, the idea is we're talking about the special cheshbon that applies to the Jewish people as a people. And that is not the same as every individual's cheshbon. And we explained on Rosh Hashanah that there are two judgments. There's the judgments of individuals, and on that, everybody had to be afraid what was going to be for him as an individual. And then there's the judgment of Klal Yisrael. On that, we can depend that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was going to bring out a positive judgment for the Jewish people as a people, year by year, and make miracles for us, because the Jewish people are eternal. And in fact, the Avne Miluim says that's how God forced us to accept the Torah. And there's a haftacha that the Torah will never be forgotten from the Jewish people. Now, Lechara people have free choice. So why can't we choose not to keep the Torah? Well, the answer is that the promise and the forcing was for the Jewish people as a people, bichlal, for the totality of the Jewish people. And there's no free choice. The Jewish people, as a people, will never give up the Torah. Individuals have free choice whether they want to be part of that or not. But the fact that the entire Jewish people will never give up the Torah, that's something that is a given. And the same thing, every year, the fact that the Jewish people are eternal, the Rabban Shem is going to somehow work out a nace that we should be able to continue and be the ones who motivate and guide the world in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plan. And therefore, what it means is that when it comes to the individual judgment, so everybody is judged every day, including the 4 days between Yom Kippur and Sukkot, no different. But the judgment of the Klal, every year is different, every generation is different, and that's what it says in Hazinu. Binu shno stor vador. Understand the differences between each generation. And every generation and every year is a different cheshbon. God has a plan for the Jewish people. In fact, that is the concept of Shira. Shiras Hazinu is a song. A song, every single part fits in. It's all known ahead of time how the song is going to fit together. And God composed this song, and this is going to have to be. Despite the fact that everybody has free choice, we're talking now about the Klal. And the way the Klal will work, HaKadosh Baruch Hu guides it. He already composed the song. Every part is important. Every part fits in. And that's what we say, Hatsur Tamim Palo. God is like a tzayor, an artist. As we explained, the artist knows every part that's going to go into the picture, but it's not evident how it fits in till it's all finished. But the artist himself knows how every little piece is going to fit in to his picture. That's why it says that the Torah is called a Shira, either because the Torah itself is this composition. Torah is God's plan for the world. Or because the Shira can't be written as something separate. You can only write the Torah as one entity. So if you have to write the Shira, you have to write the whole Torah. Because the Torah is the plan and the blueprint for creation and for all of history. And it all fits together. It can't be fragmentized. It can't be separated. It's all one unit. It's all one perfection. And therefore the Torah is the names of God who is perfect. And the Torah is the foundation of creation. And the Torah is the foundation of all history. And the Torah is also the foundation of the Jewish people. All these things fit together to one eternal plan. And that's the bracha we make on the Torah. Ki shem Hashem ekra, when I call out the name of God, the name of God is all of God's dealings, how he relates to the world in its perfection, in its plan. That's the Torah. Havu Goldel Elokeinu. Give greatness to our personal guider and divine providence. Because the Torah and the Jewish people and God are all one. And that plan applies from the Torah, it applies to the Jewish people, it applies to all creation. Therefore, heaven and earth are witnesses to this plan. Hazinu Hashamayim, and it's like rain that brings out the new vegetation, the new growth, year by year. So to the Torah, every year is something new. It could be for that reason on Sukkot, which is the time for this changeover from last year's cheshbon of Avonos, of how the Rabbanu Shalom figures out and tallies up our sins and our mitzvahs and so on. So the cheshbon is anew, starting from Sukkot. And the reason is because on Yom Kippur, we finish our tshuva as a people for that year, but we don't have time to start together as a people till the first day of Sukkot. Because everybody's busy between Yom Kippur and Sukkot with their own personal things. So God doesn't look at us as a nation again until Sukkot, when we all take our Esrog and Lulav, which represents the totality and the unity of all different kinds of Jews, and then we come and praise God as a unit, as a tzibur, and then the new cheshbon of Avonos for the tzibur starts on that day. It's a new cheshbon. And it is completed by the end of Sukkot, by Shmini Atzeres. That's why we complete the Torah on Shmini Atzeres and start a new Torah reading to show this idea that every year is a new cheshbon for the tzibur. Every year is a new cheshbon of Torah, of Bria, of cheshbon Avonos, of our relationship with God, and how the Jewish people are judged as a people. And so that's what the meaning of the Medrash is. And Mirz Hashem, if we strengthen ourselves during these 4 days as individuals, so we can come together on Sukkot and once again renew our achdus, renew our commitment and connection to the Jewish people all together, then we will start our cheshbon for Avonos and Mitzvos for the coming year, for the new slate, and be ready to fulfill our tafkid, our mission of Tavshin Samach Tes, which is unique for us, unique in the annals of history, and Amir Sashem should be the most significant part of history, but Via Skol Tzedek and Heir of Yomeinu.